We're in Likutei Halachos, Or HaChaim, Hilchos Seiruv Tchumen, Halacha Vav, Paragraph Chaf. In the standard 8-volume sets, it's page 158, the left-hand column. We were in the middle of a long discussion, a long, deep discussion, and I'll try, since we're jumping in the middle for some people, I'll try as we enter and as we pick up speed, I'll try to clarify and fill in pieces for those who are here for the first time, or even for those who are plugging in if they're not having been in for a couple of months. Paragraph Chof. V'nachzor le'inyin tchumin. Rav Nosson Zal says, now let's return to the discussion that we had regarding the topic of Tchumen, regarding the fact that on Shabbos, a Jew is not permitted to walk past a certain distance unless they prepare an Eruv Tchumen, which means they place food in a certain location and designate that as their starting point, from which they have a radius of 2,000 amas that they're allowed to walk from that central point. Rav Nosson Zal says, Ki b'chol yesh birurim. During the 6 days of the week, we know that there are birurim taking place. Birurim means things being corrected and things being sorted out. Good from bad. V'alkein yesh boi kol halametes melochois. And it's for that reason that Jews are involved in doing work during the 6 days of the week, the 39 different types of work that are described in the laws of Shabbos, unesiois ledrochim, and also there's travel during the 6 days of the week, bishvil birurim, in order for these clarifications and sorting out that has to be done, that has to take place. Aval b'Shabbos hashchino shevesis, whereas on the day of Shabbos, the shechino rests, ve'ein boi birur, and there isn't this selection of good from bad. Alkein betelim boi kol halametes melochos. It's for that reason that we abstain from performing the 39 types of work, v'chol hadrochim, and we abstain from travel, from general travel. Kemuva mize b'hatoyra hechal hakodesh, as is discussed in Likutei Moran, in the first half of Likutei Moran, chapter 59. This topic is touched on over there. V'chol habirurim shel yemei achol shemavarim hatoiv mehara umalakten umal nitzutzei sagdushim ben aklipos v'asitra achra, and all the sorting out that takes place during the 6 days of the week, where we separate good from bad, and we elevate the sparks of holiness that had fallen into the hands of klipa, sitra achra, into the hands of tumah and impurity, we sort out those sparks of kedusha that can be extracted from there, and we elevate them, hu nase al yedei hatzadikim agedoylim, v'hanilvim aleihem ha'holchem midarcheihem. Rav Nosson Zal says the ones that affect this are the great tzaddikim and those who are attached to them, who follow the path of the tzaddikim. They are the ones who are involved in performing these birurim of toiv from ra and extracting sparks of kedusha from among the klipos during the 6 days of the week. V'ho'ikr nase al yedei beiz hadrochem agdoish manal shem b'chinas hazamro v'ayanal. And the most effective way that this happens is by following the two paths that we touched on earlier, that we discussed earlier, which are the path of Azamra and the path of Aye. Azamra refers to the pasuk Azamra lalokai bioidi, which is a chapter in Likutei Moran, chapter 282 in the first half of Likutei Moran, where Rabbi Nachman discusses the concept of a person looking for the good inside of themselves and inside of others, and judging people in a positive way, in a favorable way. Aye refers to another chapter in Likutei Moran, chapter 12, in the second half of Likutei Moran, which speaks about the pasuk Aye Mekoim Kevoidoi, which refers to a person who finds themselves in a very low place where they feel extremely distant from Hashem, And despite that, they don't quit, they don't give up, but rather they reach out to Hashem from where they are, and they cry out, Ayeh Mekoyim Kavoyde, Hashem, where are you? Acknowledging that Hashem is there, that they realize there is a way to connect to Hashem, just I don't see it right now. Shalidei hadrochim halolu mevatlin kol mine klipois v'sitrachra. By following these two paths of Azamra and Ayeh, we're able to destroy and eliminate all types of tuma, klipa, sitrachra, shekulam klulim bebeis mine klipois, which are all basically under two categories, two groupings of klipois. Sheheim haklipois vasitrachra hanemshech mishviras kelim, sheyesh bohem nitzutzais hakdoshim harbe. Category number one refers to the klipois and the sitrachra, which came about through the breakage of vessels that took place in the beginning of creation, whereby even though that's klipois, even though we're talking about klipois and sitrachra, there are definitely many sparks of Kedusha found there among them. This refers to when Hashem first created the world. At one point in time, the Arizal, the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that Hashem attempted to place light, a very bright, powerful light, into certain vessels which weren't able to contain the light. The light was too bright for them, and as a result, these vessels shattered. The vessels shattered, the light leaked out, and among the shattered pieces of among the shatterings of the vessels are found sparks of Kedusha. That's one category of klipos, of sitrachra, these shattered vessels, the shattered remains of these vessels. Then the second category is vahaklipos vahasitrachra hanimshech mebchinas cholol aponui, sheshom ponui meyelikusa yizborach legamri kaviyochol. The second category is the klipos and the sitrachra that come from the vacant place that Hashem had to make again in the beginning of creation. When Hashem first wanted to create the world, the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that in order for Hashem to make room for creation, kaviyochol, it's as if we could say Hashem had to vacate himself and remove himself from a certain place so that there should be room there for creation to take place. That place is called Cholol Haponui, the void, the vacant void, which is supposedly completely, completely vacant of Hashem's presence. Sheshom Yefsher Limtza Yoisei Yisborach Al Yidei Shum Sechel, whereby if a person would want to search for sparks of Kedusha in that place, or if a person would want to search for the place, for the presence of Hashem in that place, they could not find it using rationale, using intellect, Kiyem Al Yidei Emuna Levad, only through faith. Kemuva kol zeh b'hatoyra boyel paroi ayin shom heitev. As all of this is elaborated upon in the chapter Boyel Paroi, chapter 64, in the first half of Likut Imran, that discusses these two categories of sitrachra, the cholol haponui and the shvira sakelim, and the differences between them. V'af al pi sheshom Ne'amar le'inyan chakirois v'kashios shel ha'filozofin v'apikurisim. And even though in chapter 64 in Likut Imran, in the chapter Boyel Paroi, there the discussion is revolving around the topic of questions and deep studies that the philosophers and apikurisim make, and it discusses the types of questions they ask about religion and which type of questions we're permitted to delve into and study and the type of questions that we're not permitted to. Ach gam kol sharei ha-hasosois u-pituim shel ha-yetzahara va-sitrachra nimshach mibeiz minim hanal. Rav Nosson Zal says, still, you should know that all the different seductions and all the different problems that the Yetzirah and the Sitrahra pose to a Jew are all coming from one of those two places. Place number one is this Cholol HaPonui, the Sitrahra that's located within Cholol HaPonui, in that type of category. And the second category is the Sitrahra that's based in the Shviras HaKelim. Because we know that the main energy of the Yetzirah comes from kfiras, comes from lack of faith, lack of belief in Hashem. And when we talk about the birur, the extraction and separation of good from bad that takes place during the days of the week, Rav Nosson Zal says the main way that the Jewish people participate in making that birur is through tshuva and ma'asim tovim, through our good deeds and through our repentance. Ki al yedei chet odom arishon, v'chein kol echod al yedei chatov, Noflu kamonitzutzois ben haklipois. Because as a result of the sin of Adam Arishon eating from the Eitz Hadas, the tree of wisdom, and so too as a result of each and every one of our sins, these cause sparks of holiness to fall among the klipois, among the tumah. Ukemoikein, noifel daitoi umachshavtoi lekama minei hirhurim ubilbulim. And simultaneously, the person's own mind starts having doubts and confusion about Hashem, a lack of clarity about Hashem, a lack of clarity about religion, as a result of the sins that the person committed. Ad sheyesh lefomim shemizgabrim olav kol kach, ad sheboim olav hirhurim ubilbulim hanemshech mebchinas cholol aponui. And Rav Nosson Zal says sometimes a person can get themselves into such trouble as a result of sins that they commit, whereby the person starts being bombarded with doubts about Hashem and doubts about religion that come from the most difficult place, that are coming from the Cholol HaPonui, from that vacant void, that place that's just about completely void of the presence of Hashem, Chas V'Shalom. Shemishom kol bechinas mekoymois hametunof manal. That's the source from which all filthy places draw from. Shehim nimshochem mecholol haponui kanal. They draw from this cholol haponui, from this vacant void location. Velotzeis vilalois mishom kol echod v'echod kfim ashiyard v'nofel eshamay tibgama v'kulkolov. And in order for a person, if a person chas v'shalom falls into that kind of place, where a person falls into such doubts about Hashem and doubts about Yiddishkeit, that the person is plugged into the cholol haponui, to get a person out of there, each and every person, based on the degree that they've fallen into there as a result of their sins, and the only way that a person can exit from there is by following the paths that we discussed earlier, which are, Hainu, number 1, by the person being able to search for and find good points within themselves. Shehu bechinas hazamra now. That's the path of hazamra that we spoke about. Al yidei zeh mevarim hatoiv mi'aklipois sheyonkim bechinas shviras kelim. By following the path of hazamra, the person will be able to succeed in sorting out the good that has fallen among the klipois that are plugged into the shviras hakelim. Those klipois that are connected to the broken vessels. Sheshom yesh kamatoiv, whereby in that place of sitrachra, in the sitrachra that's associated with shviras kelim, there is some good, v'nitzutzois, and there are sparks of holiness found there. Rak tzrichin birur godol, it just requires a tremendous effort to identify the good and to sort it out from among the bad. V'habirur nase al yidei hatzadikim v'talmideihem al yidei haderech shel hazamranal. And the sorting out takes place through the tzadikim, the true tzadikim, and their students who follow this path of Azamra. They are the ones who affect this birur. They are the ones who are involved in sorting out the sparks of Kedusha that are found among the klipos, those klipos that are associated with the Shvira Sakelim. Aval, however, lefomim, at times, mizgaberes hasitrachra yoser, sometimes the sitrachra is so powerful, so strong, whereby a Jew finds themselves being bombarded and attacked by confusion and doubts about religion, about Hashem, that are coming from the worst place, that are coming from the cholo haponoi. That's referred to as the filthiest of places. And when a person is being attacked from there, then the only solution for that person is the path of Aye, meaning for the person to cry out and to call out, where is Hashem? Where is the light? And throughout the 6 days of the week, this sorting out, this separation of good from bad, and elevating the good once it's been separated, is affected by these two paths, by the execution of Azamra and Aye. Aval machmas shebime achol yesh achizas hasitrach rabbi oiser. However, because of the fact that during the 6 days of the week, the sitra achra is powerful, al kein tzrichim yegiois v'tirchois shel alamites melochois unesiois lidrochim b'shvil birur ma'elu. That's why those Jews that want to participate in this tikkun, in sorting out these sparks of Kiddush and elevating them, it requires tremendous effort and struggle. It requires the toil of the 39 acts of work, and it requires travel in order to effect these birurim. V'chol habirurim nasim b'koyach Kiddush HaShabbos. And the truth is that the birur, this sorting out of good from bad, is really being affected by the power of Shabbos. Even though it's taking place during the 6 days of the week, it's drawing its energy from Shabbos. Ki b'Shabbos ein birur. Because on Shabbos itself, there is no separation of good from bad taking place. Rak ha-koyach shel kol ha-birurim shel kol sheish yisimei ha-choyel, ha-koyel hu b'koyach kedush ha-Shabbos. And yet, all the sorting out of good from bad that takes place during the 6 days of the week, it's all affected by the Shabbos. Based on how well the Jew is Shomer Shabbos and shows respect for the Shabbos, by dressing properly, by eating properly, by being happy through all the mitzvahs of Shabbos, that's what gives the person the strength during the 6 days of the week to accomplish what they need to accomplish. And that's what pipes energy and holiness and strength into the 6 days of the week in order for what has to happen then to actually happen. V'chein ein nishlam ha-tikun shel ha-birurim shel yemei ha-choyl v'ein ha-kidusha ha-mizbareres choyzeres v'oilo lemkoyme b'shleimus ad shemagia ha-shabbos. And so too, whatever tikunim, whatever rectifications and birurim are taking place during the 6 days of the week, and whatever holiness is being extracted from the sitra achra and being elevated, none of that is completed until Shabbos comes. She'oz b'maylei shabsa b'chnisas Shabbos kodesh salkin v'oilin kol ha'kedusha shebiru b'mei achol, whereby as Shabbos begins, as Shabbos enters, that's when all the action that was taking place during the 6 days of the week is finalized and completed, and all the holiness that was clarified, that was sorted out during the 6 days of the week, it's when Shabbos begins, that's when all of that rises up and arrives at its proper place. Kemuvan kol ze bekavonas Arizal, as is discussed in detail in the Kabbalistic writings of the Arizal. Achshom mevoira bederach soid. Rav Nosson says, however, there in the writings of the Arizal, this is discussed on a Kabbalistic channel, you know, in Kabbalistic format. Va'anachnu, however, we, in our Sforim, medabrim bederech sheyuchal kol odom, lohavin mehem eitzois v'hischaskus l'skarv l'shem yizborach mikol mokem shehu. Whereas in our Sforim, in our discussion, we're speaking about this in a manner that each and every single Jew, no matter how small or deep the person is, can extract advice and encouragement to show them how to come close to Hashem, no matter where they're at. V'al kein osur b'shabbes leilech baderech kiim tchum shabbes beis alofim alpayim amo. And it's for this reason that on Shabbos, a Jew is forbidden to travel outside the Tchum Shabbos, outside the boundary of Shabbos, which is 2,000 amos. Ki ein birur oz. Because on Shabbos, there is no birur taking place. This process of extracting the good from the bad and separating it, that does not happen on Shabbos. Ki oz meiras shoyrish hakdusha shel beis hadrochim hanal shem azam rov aye kemuvor leil. Because on Shabbos is when the light and the energy that's the source of these two paths, azam and aye, is shining brightly. In other words, the foundation, the root of these two paths of azam and aye, where they draw their energy from, their generator, is turned on Shabbos. Ki oz b'Shabbos hu chesed godol, because on Shabbos there's an incredible, incredible level of kindness from Hashem that's shining. Umeir rak hatoiv shebi Yisrael, and it's only the good of the Jewish people that's visible on Shabbos, that shines on Shabbos. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says in Shir Hashirim, Shchoirani v'novo. I am black, I am beautiful. And the Gemara says, Shchoirani b'me'achol, I'm black during the 6 days of the week, v'novoani b'Shabbos, whereas I'm beautiful on Shabbos. It's showing us that on Shabbos, the negative doesn't show up at all whatsoever. It's non-existent. On Shabbos, there's only the good is on the screen. There is no bad. This is the concept of the path of Azamra that we spoke about. Focusing on the good and not looking at the bad, not seeing the bad at all. And so too, this path of Ayeh shines brightly on Shabbos. That's the concept of these two Alephs, the Aleph of Azamra and the Aleph of Ayeh. Shehim b'chinas beiz alofim amos shel tchum Shabbos. This is the concept of the 2,000 amos that a Jew walks on Shabbos. Two aleph. She'osur leilach baderech kiim b'toyach beiz alofim amos hoelu. Shehim b'chinas beiz alofim amos. Meaning that we're taught that on Shabbos a Jew is not permitted to walk, to travel outside of these two Elephs, outside of these two Alephs. Avul chutz l'tchum zeh, osur lotzeis b'Shabbos. Whereas to travel outside these two Alephs, a person is forbidden on Shabbos, ki oz ein birur kanal. Because as we said earlier, on Shabbos there is no birur taking place. The selection, the extraction of good from bad is not active on Shabbos. Ki b'choil yesh golus v'tiltul, because during the 6 days of the week, there's a concept of exile, there's a concept of travel. Utzrichem lefomim lotzeis laderech rochei kol echod kefi ma shetzorech levarer birurim bebeiz b'chinas hanal. And therefore, during the 6 days of the week, sometimes people have to travel, and sometimes they have to travel great distances in order to affect the birurim that they're doing on these two channels, on these two paths. V'alkein be'emes kol echod kefima shekuruv letzadik emes be'yoser. Now Rav Nosson Zal makes a very powerful statement. And therefore, based on what we've been learning till now, the truth is that each and every single Jew, to the degree that they're close to the true tzaddikim, ukefima shemam shechol of kedusha Shabbos biyoser, and to the degree that the person is zoicha to really draw upon themselves the holiness of Shabbos, kemoikein ein tzorech letaltel atzmoi bedrochem harbei b'me'achol. To that degree, that person will not have to travel during the 6 days of the week. Kinestakin hakol bebeisoi bekoyach kedusha Shabbos shehu kedushas hatzadikim shemamshich meirim beis brinas now. Because if the person is really, really close to the true tzadikim, and if the person is really plugged into the holiness of Shabbos properly, that person will be able to correct everything at home. By v'chol echod kefi richukoi, and each and every person, to the degree that they're distant from the tzaddik, and to the degree that they're not plugged into the holiness of Shabbos, kein tzorech yegiois yoiser b'lametes malachos v'tiltulim bedrochem. To that degree, that person has to struggle more, has to work harder during the 6 days of the week, and the person has to do more travel. V'gam yesh boze kama b'chinois. And Rav Nosson Zal says there's many, many different variations in this. Ki yesh shemiyageya atzmoy umetatla atzmoy bedrochim, aval al kolponen mesakein boze, ad sheoise hamas umaten ve'esek be'muna, v'noiseya bederach be'kashrus koroi li'ish Yisraeli. There are some people who work hard, they struggle, and they travel a lot. However, as a result of their struggle in work, in business, and as a result of their traveling and doing all of this in a kosher way, they're zeicha to be misaking whatever they need to be misaking. Aval yesh shemezgaber olav hora shesoviv atoiv shetzorech levarer al yedei aderech v'masumatan. However, unfortunately, there are some people who are involved in working during the 6 days of the week, and they're involved in traveling during the 6 days of the week, but unfortunately, in their case, they don't succeed in connecting to the good, in sorting out the good from the bad and connecting to the good, but rather, in their case, the bad is so powerful and strong that the bad causes the person to make things even worse, to mess up even worse. V'chein yesh boze alofim urevavois b'chinois. And there are thousands and tens of thousands of different possibilities in this. V'shinuyim bein kol echad v'echad. And there are all kinds of variations between people. Each person is different regarding what they succeed in accomplishing with their work and with their travel. Ki kol avoida sa'odom kol yemechayov hu binyan ze binyan abirur manal. Because the entire effort of a human being in this world throughout their entire life is involved in this process, in this procedure of birurim, making birurim, in being involved in sorting out good from bad and trying to connect to the good and trying to elevate the good, etc., etc. Alkein Hakol tzrichim lamorei chitaya. Therefore, Rav Nosson Zal says, the bottom line is, everybody needs the tzaddik. Everybody needs the master of wheat. This is a nickname for the tzaddik that's used in the Gemara, when the Gemara speaks about two types of rabbis. It's two people who have two different types of knowledge. One person has very, very deep knowledge, and one person has very broad knowledge. One is referred to as Sinai, Mount Sinai, which the entire Torah was given in all its vastness. The other one is referred to as Oiker Horim, one who has such a deep mind that he penetrates mountains, like he uproots mountains. And the Gemara discusses which one is better, which one is considered a higher level in religion. And the Gemara concludes there that really the better one is the Sinai, the one who has the broader knowledge, because everybody needs the master of wheat. Everybody has to come on to basics, you know, to the basic knowledge. Shehu hatzadik wemes. This refers to the true tzadik. Shebekoichoy hagodol hakoil yecholim levarer ulesakim al yedei bechinas beis hadrochem anal. Where through the great power of the true tzadik, every single Jew that comes close to him or that's connected to him will be zeche to be involved and successful in being mesakim and being making the tikkunim and birurim that they have to make by following these two paths of Azamra and Aye. She'ikra he'orosom nimshach b'shabbos, whereby the main light of these two paths originates from Shabbos. She'zeo b'chinas tchum Shabbos alpayim amos kanal. This is the concept of why we say the boundary of Shabbos is 2,000 amos. Umishom mamshichim hakedusha l'chol sheishes me'achol. And it's from Shabbos that we draw the holiness and the energy, the spiritual energy, into the 6 days of the week. Lo'orer ulechazek es kol echod tomid ha'idei beis hadrochem anal. To inspire and encourage each and every single Jew through these two paths. Sha'idei zeh lo yetze mitchum u'gvul hakedusha l'olam. And a Jew who zeche to connect with this, that person will be protected from ever falling outside the boundaries of holiness. Okay, I see a number of questions. Number one, Chanan, when you ask how literal Reb Nilson is asking us to take the Beis Halachim related to Azamra and Aye, the answer is that Reb Nilson is speaking on a spiritual level. Reb Nilson is telling us that the fact that the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch teach us that the place of a Jew on Shabbos is 2,000 amos, they're teaching us that on Shabbos is when a Jew receives the energy that they need to be able to fill themselves with what they'll need to do battle during the 6 days a week to get involved in that battle of separating the good from bad, making all the birurim and tikkunim that they're going to make during the 6 days of the week. And that Shabbos is a time when these two paths are turned on, their light is activated, and a Jew has the ability to plug into them, you know, very, very well. Regarding Yaakov Yitzchok's question, The throughout Sifrei Chassidus and Sifrei Kabbalah were told many, many times that the Tzaddik and Shabbos are identical. It's based on a statement in the Zohar HaKadosh whereby Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal had an elite group of students, six students. And those six students once said to Rabbi Shimon, Antu Shabbos the Kula Yoimi. You, our rabbi, you are the Shabbos, we are the 6 days of the week. And you're the one who shine, just as Shabbos is the source of light and energy for the 6 days of the week, so too you are our source of light. And therefore the whole concept of coming close to the Tzaddik is a concept of coming close to Shabbos. Paragraph Chaf Aleph. V'zeh b'chinas eruvei tchumin. Now Rav Nosson Zal says we can tie this into the concept of an eruv, making an eruv tchumin on Shabbos, which is the procedure whereby a person is permitted to change their starting point of where these 2,000 amos begin from, that it shouldn't be their standard residence, but rather they set up a new residence for a particular Shabbos, or for a Shabbosim, by setting up a certain amount of food in a particular location, and considering that their base for that Shabbos. Rav Nosson Zal says, "V'zeh b'china asei ruvei tchumin, shemimokoim shemanichim sudas Shabbos, mishom maschil hatchum Shabbos." That the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch tell us that the place that a person sets up their meals of Shabbos, that becomes their base for their tchum Shabbos. Ki kol habirurim shel yemei achol shebeshvilam tzrichim tiltulam ledrochem kanal kulam hem bishvil ho achila vaparnosa. Rav Nosson Zal says because generally, all the birurim that a Jew is involved in during the 6 days of the week, for which the person has to travel, generally they revolve around the person's livelihood or the person's sustaining themselves. Bebechinas kolamal odom lefihu, as the pasuk says, all of man's efforts are for their mouth. Ki ikar chet odom arishin shemishom nimshochim kol hachatoim shebishvilom tzrichim kol abirurim ikar chet hoyo bachila, because we know that the sin of odom arishin, which is the cause of and the root of all other sins that take place in the world, which are the cause of birurim, which are what necessitate and require us to go through this process of birur, sorting out good from bad, that sin of Adam Arishon involved achila, involved eating. She'ochal me'etz hadas toivora, whereby he ate from the tree that was good and bad. It was as a result of that act of improper eating that Hashem issued the curse that man would have to struggle in their livelihood. That's the cause and the source, the root of which man is required to struggle in working to earn a livelihood, the 39 acts of work, and all the traveling that people have to do, and the moving around from location to location. V'hakoil b'shvil avarer hanitzutzois mibeiz minei klipois aydei beiz hadrochem agdeshmanal. And it's all in order to extract and sort out the sparks of Kedusha from among the two categories of klipos that we discussed earlier, by following the two paths of Aye and Azamra. V'alkein, and therefore, b'choil tzrichim yegia gedoyla. During the 6 days of the week, it requires a tremendous effort, a tremendous struggle, shetiyeh ho'achila b'gdusha koroi, for a person to be able to eat with true holiness and properly. Alkein, therefore, ein laharbois b'achila b'choil. A Jew is supposed to try to minimize, to limit their eating during the 6 days of the week. Because during the 6 days of the week, in order for a person to eat with the proper kedusha and everything, requires a very high level. It requires tremendous effort. Aval b'Shabbos kodesh, whereas on the holy day of Shabbos, oz ho'achilo kuloi kodesh, on that day, any eating that any Jew does is considered holy. Obviously, assuming that the person is eating kosher food, and the person is following the laws of kashrus, and the person is following laws of health, they're not eating themselves to death, chas v'shalom, and nothing like that, obviously. Kemo shekosuv ba'atoyra shalu Rabbi Yosi ben Kisma, b'likutei alef b'siman nun zayin, as is discussed in chapter 57, in the first half of Likut Imran, ubatoyra tzadik atoma yifroch besimen reish ayin zayim, and in chapter 277, in the first half of Likut Imran, ki oz b'shabbos meirim beiz hadroch manal behoro niflo kanal, because on Shabbos, these two paths of Aye and Azamra shine very, very brightly. They're blazing away. They're booming away. Vaydeze mizbatlin haklipois. And because of the fact that Aye and Azamra are shining so brightly on Shabbos, the klipois, the forces of Tuma, are completely eliminated on Shabbos. V'alkein ho'achila b'gdusha. And therefore, any eating that a Jew does, any reasonable, decent eating that a Jew does on Shabbos is 100% holiness. V'oz mitzvah gedoyla laharbois b'achila Shabbos. Kasher hizir admorzal. And therefore, on Shabbos, it's a mitzvah for it's a tremendous mitzvah for a Jew to eat more and better, better quantity and better quality than they do during the 6 days of the week. As Rabbeinu Zal warned us, as is discussed in the chapters on the Kutaran that we mentioned earlier, Ki ho b'ho talya, because these two are very dependent upon each other, meaning ki kol ma shemar bim b'achila Shabbos mistaknin u'meirin yoyser beiz hadrochem anal. The more that a person eats on Shabbos, the more and the better that a person eats on Shabbos, the more that person beautifies and brings forth the light of these two paths of Azamra and Ayeh, bebechinas doik bekhi v'tishkach benagri, k'mo shekol sushom b'simen reish ein zvov hanal, linyan hadrochim shoyis hatzadik. As Rabbeinu Zal in chapter reish ein vov and reish ein zayin over there, Rabbeinu Zal quotes a Gemara, whereby the Gemara says that if you'll eat properly, you'll see its effects in your footsteps. So we see that there's a connection between the achila and the drachim, the paths. V'chein haderech shel ha-mitzvah shel kol adam, sho'ilim b'shabbos ayin shom. And so too, regarding the path of the mitzvahs of a Jew, which get elevated on Shabbos, which Rabbeinu Zal discusses in that chapter in the Kutaman over there. Rabbeinu Zal says there that very often a Jew will do mitzvahs during the 6 days of the week, and because of all the forces of Tumah that are prevalent during the 6 days of the week, and because the Sitra Achra is so powerful during the 6 days of the week, the person does mitzvahs, but the mitzvahs can't make it upstairs. They can't get to where they have to in heaven. And it's only on Shabbos when the paths, when the highways are cleared, whereby those mitzvahs that couldn't make it up during the 6 days of the week, on Shabbos, they rise up and they get to exactly where they're supposed to get to in heaven. Shekol ze heim b'chinas beiz hadrochem anal. This is all tied into these two paths that we discussed earlier, Kemuv and Leil, as we explained earlier. Ki ma shekosav shom, because that which Rabbi Nachman writes over there in Likut Imran, shebishabbos oile hamitzvah, that on Shabbos, those mitzvahs that a Jew did during the week which couldn't make it up to where they're supposed to get to, on Shabbos, they do go up there, they do rise up, bebechinas v'yosem lederech pa'omov, as Rabbeinu Zal ties it into this pasuk, v'yosem lederech pa'omov, zehu bechinas haderech shel azamra hanal. That ties into this path of azamra that we spoke about. V'chein bechinas ayeh hanal, hu gamkin bechinas haderech. And ayeh is also related to this derech, k'mo shekosuv b'seif ha-toira ayeh, as Rabbeinu Zal writes, at the end of the chapter in the Likutei Moran entitled Ayeh Mekoyim Kevoidoi. Oy kishohelchem bedrochem beruchnius. Rabbeinu Zal says there, or when a person is going in the spiritual paths. Nimtza, shebeiz hatoyro yisanal shel azamro v'ayeh, heim bechinas drochem mamish she'oise hatzadik, b'mokoyim toihu u'midbora, so that Rav Nosson Zal says, these two chapters in Likut Imran, where Rabbeinu Zal discusses the concept of ayeh mekoyim kevoidoi, and where he discusses the concept of azamra l'kai b'yoidi, these are actually two paths. These are two highways, spiritual highways, that the tzaddikim carve out in places of darkness and desolateness, so that all Jews, no matter who a person is, no matter where the Jew is at, has the ability to follow that highway, and to be able to come close to Hashem, no matter where that Jew has fallen, no matter how far that Jew has become distanced from Hashem, these paths of Ayeh and Azamra, these drachim, these highways that the tzaddikim carve out, make it possible for those people to find their way back to Hashem. Ve'elu hadrachim nistaknim al yedei achila Shabbos. And these paths are created and developed and improved through the eating that a Jew does on Shabbos. Shaydeze nimsheches ikar hasimcha shel Shabbos. Because that's what brings forth the joy of Shabbos. Bebechinas ein toiv ba'odom ki im lechel velishtois velismoyach. As Shlomo HaMelech writes in Koheles, that the best thing for a person to do is to eat and drink and rejoice. When? B'Shabbosos V'Yomim Tovim, Kama Shidosh Razal. As the Gemara says, that he's referring there to the Shabbos and Yontif. U'kemuvon B'Dvorov Zal, Be'ez Shegila HaToyros. And as Rabbeinu Zal revealed, at the time that he was teaching these chapters on the Likutei Moran, She'ikar Kedushas Shabbos Mamshichim Al-Yidei Oineg V'Simcha Shel Shabbos. That a Jew who wants to draw upon themselves the holiness of Shabbos and the spiritual effectiveness of Shabbos, the way that they do that is to the degree that they enjoy the Shabbos and the happiness that they have on Shabbos, even in a physical level, by enjoying a delicious meal, a delicious snack, a delicious drink. V'alkein hizir oz ma'oid laharbois b'achila Shabbos. And it's for this reason that Rabbeinu Zal emphasized tremendously for a Jew to make sure to eat a lot on Shabbos. Again, a lot necessarily meaning, not chas v'shel, meaning more than their fill, but meaning that whereas he's speaking to a type of Jew who during the week tries to eat as little as possible and is looking for the minimal variety and not looking to make any big deal out of their meals or snacks during the 6 days of the week, whereas on Shabbos, the more the better. The more elaborate, the more interesting, the more expensive, the whatever is going to make the person feel happier and enjoy more. Ulehisane b'chol hatanugim, and to enjoy all the pleasures. V'ho ikar laharbeis b'simcha b'Shabbos. And most important, to see to it to have more and more joy and happiness on Shabbos. And by a Jew doing that, he will draw upon himself in a better and better way the light of these two paths of Azamra and Aye, She'ikar Heorosam B'Shabbos, whereby the time that they shine brightest is on Shabbos. V'alkein, and it's for this reason that Mimokim Shemanichim Sudas Shabbos Mishom Maschil Tchum Shabbos Alpayim Amo. It's for this reason that the Halacha tells us that wherever your meals are, that's where your 2,000 Amois go from. Ki Ikra Tchum Shabbos Alpayim Amo Shem Heoras Beis Adrochmanal Nimshach Alidei Sudas Shabbos. Because the boundaries of Shabbos, which means the 2,000 Amos, which means the two paths of Azamra and Aye, which are shining so brightly on Shabbos, draw their light and draw their strength from the Shabbos meals. Yaakov Yitzchok, the concept of tasting the food prepared for Shabbos on Erev Shabbos is the concept of drawing the light of Shabbos into the 6 days of the week. Correct. That's one example of bridging the 6 days of the week and making sure and showing that it's possible for a Jew to bring some of the light of Shabbos into the 6 days of the week.